The very first thing, my good people, is our Father Michael's father up in Washington State died yesterday. We ask your prayers for the soul of Mr. Edward Sautner and for Father Michael and his family. Let us kneel down and say a prayer for the repose of Mr. Sautner's soul. After Mass this morning, there will be four first confessions being heard in the church. So I ask you to respect and reverence the quiet and silence in this church and to keep any talking inside the church down to a minimum. Please pray for these four young children who not only are making the first confession today, but on Mother's Day, they will be making the first communion. Ask God, ask Our Lady, ask Saint Joseph to watch over these children and to bless them and guide them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Today, Good Shepherd Sunday, is full of light, full of guidance for us. But I wonder sometimes if we stay on the surface too much of this particular gospel and the epistle today. I wonder if we just think in big things. Because it's easy to say, I would lay down my life for so-and-so. It's easy to say, I'd be happy to do something big for so-and-so. But let's take it more personal. Let's apply it to ourselves with a magnifying glass. What does being a good shepherd really mean? Simply looking after the welfare of those under you or under me? Do I have to be a parent or a teacher or someone in a place of responsibility to be a good shepherd? Every one of us is called upon to be a good shepherd. All I have to do is examine my actions, my everyday, ordinary actions, how I treat those around me. Do I think only of myself, my comfort, my aches and my pains, what bothers me? Or do I more or less ignore these and worry about how I affect those around me? Do I keep my aches and pains to myself? Or do I make sure that everyone knows it? When I'm in a bad mood, or feeling irritable, or extra tired, do I let it show? Do I make those around me tiptoe around me so the volcano doesn't erupt? Or do I go out of my way to hide my feelings, to be nice and charitable and conscientious to those around me? In my own house, in the workplace, in the grocery store, wherever, whether I know the people around me or not, do I shut everything out except myself, me, myself, and I, my own interest? Or do I realize that everything I do, no matter how insignificant it may seem, has the potential of affecting at least one person around me, and quite possibly many people? We don't know the amount of damage that has been done in the past and can be done in the future by my one act of snapping at my neighbor when I felt bad and they came to me looking for a kind word. It is possible, my good people, that because of that unguarded snapping word, I could be responsible in a greater or lesser degree for that person's eventual damnation. On the other hand, no matter how I feel, when someone comes to me and I give them a good word, a smile, "How can I help you?" I may be responsible for that person's eventual salvation and even sanctification. We have a tendency to walk around inside a bubble. You've heard of bubble people, the people who don't have the natural defenses against allergies and sicknesses and viruses, and they literally have to live inside a bubble. Otherwise, they'll catch something and die. But my good people, too many of us also live in bubbles that are concerned only with ourselves. And if anybody dares intrude on our bubble, boy, do we let them have it. Can you imagine our Lord, the Good Shepherd, going around inside a bubble? Let us put ourselves in our Lord's place for a moment, surrounded by his apostles and disciples, knowing them as our Lord knew them, intimately, knowing their thoughts. How would we have reacted, knowing that Judas was going to betray us? How would we have reacted, knowing that Peter was going to deny us? How would we have reacted every time Peter asked us a stupid question? How would we have reacted when all the disciples fled and left us? Let us get out of our bubbles. Let us learn to be aware that we're not the only sheep in the pasture, that we're surrounded by fellow sheep who also have their own problems. It's an old, old saying, and it gets old after a while hearing it. But let us remember, when we're feeling sorry for ourselves, when we're pouting inside our bubbles, let us remember that while I'm crying because I have no shoes, there's someone going past me who has no feet. I don't care how bad life is treating us at the moment. You can take my word for it. There is someone out there who is having it a lot harder than I am at that moment. Let us offer our sufferings to our Lord to help those around us who are worse off than ourselves. And I don't care how bad off we may feel, we always have something to be thankful for. And let us not forget to thank our Lord for it. So let us go and all be good shepherds. Let us all pop our bubbles forever. Whenever we find ourselves forming one back around ourselves, let us say no. No, I'm going to be a good shepherd. I'm going to follow your footsteps, my Lord, every inch of the way. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.